What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Go download our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Go to iHeart. Go to the iHeart deal and search Bubba Army and get an automatic download anytime we put brand new stuff up. Today, relatively soon, I'm assuming after the show, I'd say probably by 1 or 2.
Before that.
Seth will have up the Bubba and Seth one-off that we'll start doing on Mondays, releasing on Tuesdays. That's all part of our new podcast stuff that we're doing in our little podcast world. Have you ever thought about doing a Lummy one-off? Like, it's Lummy, dumb as hell. It's the dumb as hell podcast.
Or what about the Lummy and Ashley show?
Oh, there you go.
I can get you guys some mobile equipment, set you up right at your house.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Let me look sad thinking about that idea.
We can't ask Anna. She's already part of a podcasting team. She won't be doing any stuff for our stuff. She's probably...
conflict of interest.
Saving her for her big, huge star power and franchise for Will Klump, whatever else his name is. Is that his name, Will Klump?
Will Koontz.
Yeah.
Koontz.
Good job to me. Good luck to you, kid. How's he doing on COVID? He's got COVID-19, hasn't he?
Yeah, he just got tested again, still positive.
Did you tell him you're negative?
Yeah, I did.
Did you tell him he's going to die?
No, I did not.
Jesus.
No, I did not tell him that.
Lummy, you know, as we slowly adjust to the new normal, we have to start to be smart about how we do business. Where do you think a person would go for their postage stuff, Lummy?
Stamps.com, promo code Bubba.
Thousands of small businesses and owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in the recent months. And they've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid the crowds at the post office and or the UPS store by doing it on their own computers. Right now, my listeners get a special 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Go to Stamps.com.
Promo code Bubba.
You're going to click on the microphone on the top homepage and type in Bubba. That's Stamps.com.
Promo code Bubba.
And, of course, don't forget, Stamps.com offers UPS services and discounts up to 62%. With no residential surcharges. So whether you're sending out thousands of invoices or just a couple of big packages a day, and more importantly, as Seth has now started to bring back StPeteLegend.com, the merchandise provider.
Yeah, ordering new stuff. We'll be up and running by December 1st.
And when you're part of Stamps.com, they come pick up your stuff for you. You don't have to go to the post office or the UPS. You arrange a pickup right there. They'll pick it up for you. Lummy, for the high spot in the exit, STAMPS, stamps.com.
Promo code Bubba.
Promo code Bubba. What is this, Seth, on our Insta?
I put together last night like a little audio promo when I was uploading the podcast yesterday. There was just like a 50-second back and forth that I just thought was just too good not to put in a promo. So I just made a little audio promo of... the video that's coming tomorrow of Anna and Lummy in a car getting a COVID test.
Yeah, Lummy, what are we calling that, Lummy? Do you remember what time we were releasing it tomorrow?
Yes, 8 o'clock tomorrow.
8 o'clock tomorrow. What's it called?
Anna and Lummy get a COVID test.
Brilliant. is it going to have a really great thumb? Like, you know, is Caviar Tacos or 8 Hundo? Or GC McGillicuddy or GC Supply or Hootie Shivo going to help you?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Make it look real slick. Sometimes I know Hootie Shivo has been known to, you know, finance a click farm or two for you.
Well, I got to go take a picture of the smart car later on so I can add it to my...
To your thumbnail, Willie. Yeah. And Seth, this is a Instagram deal promoting the big said high spot for tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Your mic's not on.
She just won't stop talking. It's like,
no,
the
you
minute
kept
we left.
Me to talk more. Remember? You were like, why aren't you saying anything?
Because you stopped talking.
Because I was unhappy.
You guys are like an old couple.
No, literally, whole way there, all she was doing was talking, getting on Instagram, all happy, like, yeah, we're going to get tested. And then all of a sudden, we're in line after 5 minutes, and she just shuts down and turns into this miserable bitch. It was horrible.
Seth, I can't watch this fast enough.
I'm pretty excited. I think you should lock them in a car more often. I know a lot of people are doing content in cars, driving around, having fun. I think you just lock Anna and Lummy in the smart car and just have them record for an hour.
In my defense, Lummy was very ornery. He was just like in a bad mood the whole time, even before we even got there.
He was in a bad. He was in a bad mood.
He didn't want to be there with
me. He didn't necessarily like this task, did he?
I just kept asking him like why he hated me so much, and he.
It's obvious.
Oh, Lummy, your mic's not. There we go. So Lummy is. Have you been? As you've been rolling, you know, editing this and getting it ready for tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Big ass debut on our YouTube channel.
That's a good tease, right? I figure that'll get people really hyped up to
absolutely.
See them sitting in the car.
Can I repurpose that on the Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lummy, is it going to be disappointing? Is it going to be funny? Like, you're the one that's been digging into this. Is it going to be, you know, 10,000 views? Is it going to outperform a Lummy Investigates? What, buddy?
I mean, if you find Anna's annoyance funny, then yes, I think that it will get
annoyance. Her annoyance.
Her annoyance. I don't know. Maybe I just I've listened. I've watched it.
Why do
so
I have a feeling
though.
That what could have been funny that you didn't like getting accosted by the National Guard about recording that and that won't be there?
Well, it's in there.
Oh, it is.
Are yeah. you? Let me. Are
I
you?
Need to, but there's so many things I need to. It's an hour and 30 minutes of. Tape that I'm trying to cut down to a certain time.
Let me
and
do
not
you,
leave things out.
Do you feel like it's tough for you to like edit because it's not funny to you?
There's just it's so you were, long
because like, so it was so painful to be in a car with Anna for an hour and a half that it's just like it's painful for you to go through
and relive it.
Yeah.
Well, I've already had to relive it now three times, but. It's just.
But
it's
was
so
there
long.
Any? Was there any obvious high spots, or is it just you know? Dumb awkwardness.
No, there's a couple high spots in there
all
that
right.
she gets some pops. It's just there's what she did, like how weird she is for like 45 minutes of being angry, happy, singing.
There's a lot of emotions.
Yeah, all in that time.
I hope that the emotions are not edited out, Lummy, and you just like, I hope that you, maybe some of that could be brilliant and you're not smart enough to realize that her awkwardness and silence could potentially be brilliant.
I think those will be the well, high spots that Lump is just them not saying anything.
Well, no, see, that's the whole thing. And that's why
yeah.
I've edited it down, and I'm still at an hour and 10 minutes of her awkwardness.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I'm saying.
Angry
I don't know what
there were
part.
A lot of there was a lot of swearing going on both of our sides, so he has to do a lot of editing.
But there's so much awkwardness, I don't want to leave anything out.
You should lock him in the saw shed for 24 hours together.
That's, no, well, we won't be coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Two go
well,
in,
I
one
won't.
Comes out.
Yeah, it won't be me. Either.
I just think like daily trips or just occasional get-togethers will be the best for them. I don't think. A
do
long
you think they have a
time?
But do you feel like they have a brother sister relationship, or do you feel like there's real sometimes there's
hatred.
Real underlying disdain that Lummy has for Anna and her antics.
Lummy really dislikes me for reasons I don't know. I feel like I try to be nice to him, but. He's always the aggressor initially. I won't even say anything, and he'll just start getting angry with me.
I know what the problem is.
What is
Lummy
it,
has
Bubba?
To go. Lummy, you and Lummy's fiance are friends.
Yeah, we're really
and,
good friends.
And you yep. know, he wants to make sure he goes over the top on the meanness, so she doesn't ever think that he's trying to be inappropriate.
On.
Yeah, which is brilliant, Lummy. So you just go over the top and be a dick, and that way you can never be accused of trying to, you know, blast her.
Okay, yeah, we'll
am
go with
that. Am I kind of? I mean, we'll go with that. I mean, did I nail it? Of course I did. I know exactly what your game is, kid.
Yeah, it just, you know, sometimes when you're forced to be stuck, come over to somebody and you're already annoyed, and then it just, your anger just comes out more. I mean, I kind of feel bad. I did tell her I hated her twice in the video, and
it's
I think
more
she really
that.
Took that, yeah.
I was like, but why? And God. Then he just kept repeating it. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
So things got real. No
oh,
wonder.
Yeah. Please make sure I don't get any of that cutting out. I need all that.
Bubba, yeah. if you want to pay $25, I can send this to my video guy and he can do it and he'll have it for you. I feel like Lummy's really got some like PTSD going through this, editing all this
stuff. But will your video guy be able to determine like what's funny and
the
not?
The good parts, yeah.
Lummy's
too close to it.
if Lummy's repeatedly telling Anna he hates her, yeah, nobody would edit that out, trust me.
Now, Lummy, what's the entire working tape? Like you said, you got it down to 1 hour 10, but what's the whole thing? Lengthwise,
About 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Right.
Oh my god!
And so I wonder if we could, pay like Seth's guy or somebody some money to, whittle that down to, I don't know.
I mean, what, like 10, 12, 15?
I think it's going to have to be longer than that. I mean, can you tell an editor, hey, listen, man, I need to not lose. I don't want to lose any of the awkward or brilliance,
yeah.
But whittle it down to whatever you can. Like, I don't know if you even give them a time.
Absolutely.
Like, maybe it's 32 minutes. Maybe it's 51. I don't know. Lummy, what do you think? You said you could only whittle it down to 1 hour and 10?
Yeah.
That's all you could get out of it?
Right now. I was going to look back at it later today.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you need an extension on Wednesday?
Well, I mean, we could always do it where I work on it, and then the pro can get it too, and then, see what I leave in.
What? Why would two people work on it?
I don't know. I like practicing on it.
Oh, okay.
This one's a hard one because it's so long and the tape never stopped.
But this ain't going to be done by 8 o'clock tomorrow. I mean, I don't want to,
Nope.
I don't want to call anything prematurely here, but the AP's calling this one. Lummy will not have this by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's no way.
Calling this election?
Yeah.
Lummy, what should we do? I feel as if I would extend the time, then you just got one in over on me. Or do we give it to a pro? Like, what do you think, Lum?
Well, I mean,
give it to a guy that knows what he's doing.
Well, I was stressing out last night about how I was going to, and then now I was starting to
But it's a bad precedent. The minute that we now let somebody else edit his stuff, now he's just going to, not do good jobs, and so that we have to have a pro guy do it.
Well, Paul Ski 5 had a good suggestion. That is, have Anna and Lummy both edit it and see how it's edited, because their perspectives of the event are so different.
I don't know that Anna knows how to do that.
Editing's not.
It's not one of those things you just pick up.
Yeah, no. I don't.
But you
taught
Lummy how to do it. I mean, if Lummy can do it, come on, Anna. You purport
can't.
Yourself to be so smart and talented. You should be able to pick up something that Lummy picked up.
Well, you do it. Then you do it, Dan.
I don't have another job. 3 jobs besides this one.
I know. I'm just saying. But
I wasn't there.
As you're saying it is, I mean, you're the smartest guy here.
Jay did some video editing and 2 hours when Stone Joey couldn't do it in 3 days.
Not all of us are Diacos. That's why you guys drive around in Ferraris and me and Seth are driving Fords, bitch. Right, Seth? We only have certain limitations of our intellect.
We're trying to figure out how to get this YouTube video up to make us rich, take us to the next level here.
We're trying to flim-flam our way to the top. Highly educated assassins
We think this is our big ticket.
I wasn't trying to be stiff. I was just because the two people that were at the same event had such different perspectives of the event, seeing how they would differently edit it would be interesting. I'm sorry that I didn't know that Anna wasn't able to do that. I wasn't trying to poke at a
I think we have this
deficiency.
A similar perspective on what went down. Neither one of us was happy. Lummy hates me. End of story.
No, the only thing I am stressing out about
Lummy,
is getting it down.
Why do you hate her so much, Lummy?
Yeah, why do you hate me so much?
Can we get into that? Is it an overcompensation because she's your fiance's friend, so you want to overcompensate so that Ashley would never think that you liked her?
No, there's just some underlining things that I think.
I think I'm dead on that.
No, because I think that she's somewhat of a different person on different events. And
You think she's a fraud, a charlatan, if you will?
Well, I think that she acts a certain way, so I try to,
Sorry my mood changed when the AC wasn't working and I didn't realize I was in a broken car.
Well, whose idea was it to take a smart car?
It was mine, but I didn't know that it didn't have an AC that didn't work.
Hey, listen, times are tough, okay? A new AC unit's like $800 for that thing. I only drive it a few times.
What you guys can't capture, and what I just captured, was the disdain in Lummy's eyes as he's looking at Anna and talking about her. He's talking about her with this look in his eyes of such hate and negativity, and like he really wants to take a shotgun and blow her head off.
Lummy, don't do that, but just say what's on your mind. Like, just say what's on your mind.
It's a waste of ammo.
Well,
Lummy,
no, I just started
Lummy.
Really.
You hate her.
Well, I mean, I started really getting upset because thinking about doing the video again, and now I'm going to watch the whole thing because now I'm rethinking what I need to edit, keep in, edit out. But now I'm starting to really stress because since she just did so much crap in that car, the video is so long, and just if she didn't hang out with her stupid friend, then we would have never been
my
going
stupid
there.
Friend?
Yeah, like got COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have had to spend 2 hours over there. And now,
so he's blaming
he's got
me.
PTSD now.
Well, I mean, he's right as far as that goes.
But he's always hated me. This is just one more thing.
Just one more reason,
I guess. But I
just
don't know.
Building
but
up.
Going into it, he was already so angry.
Like, Lummy hates her so much, and Blitz likes her so much. It's so weird. Doesn't make any sense.
Wait, you do? But you do three.
I like her.
You do three.
Do you?
And no. I hate her. And.
So I like her, you hate her, and Seth hates her.
Seth hates her.
Oh, man.
Seth hates her.
That's 3-2.
You hate her.
No.
And Lummy hates her, and I like her.
What about Cave?
Blitz like her, and it's kind of Cave. Where's Cave at?
He's indifferent.
He says he's indifferent.
You're indifferent?
That means he hates you.
3-2-1.
That means he's being nice.
It's a 3-2-1.
Caveman, Seth, and Dan and Lummy hate her, and me and Blitz like her. That's about it.
The goats like her.
Not really.
Can we ask for Gina and Kevin?
I love her.
Really?
Not really.
Yeah.
She's been upsetting you lately.
Well, not
again.
Not again.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Good.
No. Nothing new.
Lummy. What?
Yeah, I said, Lummy. I feel like
Lummy. What's really like? I need you to peel it back.
Can I
cousin.
Tell you? Can I just tell you, Bubba, what I think?
Yes, please.
I feel like some of it has to deal with like whenever they hang out outside of here. I feel like there's always an issue, so I don't know if that plays into it. But they also do three ancillary shows together a week. I mean, they're almost the same. When Lummy's here for Bubba Overtime, they're doing 10 shows a week together. It's like, how do they hate each other?
He's over her.
Yeah, but I don't hate him.
No, it's just that, you know, the story she tells and sometimes her personality.
Lummy thinks she's a fraud.
You think I'm a fraud?
I think you're a fraud. I think you're,
Lummy,
I think you're
just
so
let,
crazy.
Lummy, just let it out, please.
Well, I mean, I tell her.
Lummy,
I think
take
she,
the filter off.
I think that there's this backstory of her that she's not telling us, and sometimes like she lets it loose.
So now you're telling me that I don't tell enough, but then the other times you say I say too much.
Yeah,
you're
because
never...
you say stupid stuff.
Okay.
Like how you want to be.
That's helpful.
I can't figure
criticism.
You out. You hate sex. You hate guys. You love conspiracies, and then you say that you don't really. You want to be in the deep state. You want to be in Hillary Clinton's body. Like, you're just weird. All you talked about in half the video was like butt play, and it was just weird. It's weird.
Butt play.
I can't figure it out. She kept asking me if I like butt play.
Lummy.
I'm just trying to make conversation.
Lummy, it's obvious you like butt play. We talk about it a lot. Yeah,
I know, and I told her it was obvious, but I didn't want to talk. And I had no water. I was hot.
Lummy, were you parched? Say it.
I was parched.
He's mad that the Secret Service didn't give him water while they were in line.
But she literally...
High and parched? Were you high and parched?
I was high and parched.
He
and
Anna
literally... And the more I watch it, the more I get upset because... The people kept it. They didn't want you to video. So I'm trying to now sit and try to get good video of her face. She keeps taking off her mask. They keep coming over. So I keep having to put the camera down, which messes up the whole angle. And like, she didn't care. And then she would just look at me and say, hey, I'm going to leave and I'm going to take the mask off and all this stuff. And it just sucks. And the topic she would bring up, like all she wants to talk about is sex, but she doesn't like sex. So I don't get it. Does anyone get it?
No.
No.
No,
man,
no.
But you're really tore up about it, buddy. Well, like, it's really under your craw,
hey,
so
Bubba,
to speak. What?
I don't want to, you know, I feel like I know people well, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know. I feel like Lummy might need a break from Anna.
Lummy, do you need to?
No,
I want to peel on this
onion back because I feel like the more I peel back, one, the more the like six half
the more
fake.
Makes you cry like
Lummy,
an onion.
Lummy, do we need to take you off? Like, you know, just take you off the ancillary shows.
He needs Hummel rehab.
He does
for just like maybe a hardcore week of Hummel rehab.
Lummy, how about all next week that you're off of all the ancillary shows with Hummel, and we have you know as little interaction as you could possibly have.
And
with
you
her.
Smoke my mids.
Smoke the meds, and you kind of get a Hummel decompression, so to speak. Okay.
Do you realize I stress you out so much?
You need a Hummel reprieve. Say
Jesus
it.
A Hummel reprieve, but so I'm being suspended from the show because of her.
No.
He's gonna blame me for it and get angry some more.
Lummy, you're only going to be not be on her shows. You're not getting suspended from the main show.
Yeah, but then I'm going to have so many questions because she's going to sit there and blob and just put this big, you know, like cover over.
Like you can't defend yourself?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm not going to sit and blast you the whole time.
No, not me. Like, you're going to put this, like, facade in front of everyone and, you know, try to change your whole image. I'm digging deep into your
image.
You are a crazy weirdo from, like, how you would act in Detroit to how you're in California. Your whole you were a hippie in California.
Yeah, well,
turned
I grew
into
up.
A gangster in Detroit.
Wasn't a
and
gangster.
Now down here you're trying to be all goody two shoe fitness, but really you're just a pill popping cokehead.
Yeah, see, Lovey thinks you're a fraud.
Oh God.
Oh, damn. I mean,
sorry.
He owned you. Lummy, you owned her.
Because that's what Lummy really thinks.
He told me to, like,
I'm glad it's out.
Well, now we're good now. So we can.
But Lummy feel better?
And we can recover. I feel good now.
I feel like you feel good.
Yeah.
Lummy, you
everyone
know.
In the chat is calling for Lummy to get the strap.
Oh, I mean, even the champ. I mean, even
the champ stood up on that one.
There
oh,
is.
Oh, now he's mad.
A strap change, ladies and gentlemen, after that unbelievable Macho Man like promo that Lummy just cut. Lummy, come over and, as a gentleman, grab that strap from another man who recognizes excellence. And then write yourself down on your trapper, the Trapper John notebook.
Make sure he's got those names right.
Lummy.
Woo! This could be a 1 minute strap if he doesn't have those names right.
Lummy, what's the current progression and history of the strap? Lummy, take it away from your Trapper John.
Seth Lummy, Blitz, Seth, Anna, Dr. Dan, Seth, Dr. Dan, Lummy, Cave, Lummy, Seth, Lummy, Seth, Lummy. Woo!
It's so funny because before he ended his rant with, like, you know, probably the one of the best rants I've ever heard, he goes, "I'm digging deep into your image." That was the funniest thing I've ever heard until the end. I'm digging deep now, into your image.
Lummy, how does she, in your opinion, does she do far more pills and coke than we are led to believe? We thought that was very recreational.
Well, I think she's, you know, I think she's a real, like, she does more drugs and parties more than she lets on. Like, I think she lives this crazy life, and I think she just says she
that
sits at home with a cat.
But that makes her cooler in my book.
Yeah, but she hides it from us all.
But what do most drug addicts do? I mean, I don't tell you guys of every cookie I put in my mouth. You would think that I was far more of a fat ass than I really am. Sometimes I'll let you guys think I'm eating a salad, but really I'm eating a goddamn Oreo.
Yeah, not everybody can have the swagger of you, Lummy, and walk in with a Gatorade bottle half filled with vodka, you know, and just, like,
I mean, Lummy,
brag about
so
it.
So maybe do you think that she, Lummy, do you think maybe she needs help? Do you think we need to step in and help? Do you think there's an intervention potentially?
I mean, I feel like if this is what the life she wants to live right now and do a lot of drugs on the weekend and party and
that's
get
cool,
drunk and
but
stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah,
as hell.
So come out and just say that. Don't
you
hide
know, you're
it.
You're saying that if she actually would be honest as to how much she partied, we'd put her over?
Be oh,
like,
yeah.
Man, that's the coolest bitch ever over
yeah,
there.
And I think the fans would take to it, and they think she was actually normal instead of a, you know, a dog molesting cat hanger out her from her at her house. And she just watches conspiracy theories.
You're saying, oh, listen, man, to know that Anna's out doing rails of cocaine and having sex with men makes her cooler than, you know, cleaning up cat poop, watching who shot JRD or shot JFK deals?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, you know the Bubba Army better than anyone. Do you think they really want to have a cat whisperer, you know?
No, they want to, you know, they want a girl.
Why am I trying
to
make myself less cool? I wish I was that cool. I wish I was a pill-popping cokehead, as you claim. But I'm not.
You smoke
not
a lot of weed, though.
Anymore. Huh?
You smoke a lot of weed.
Lummy, you don't call somebody a pill-popping cokehead, and then you go, but you smoke weed. Like,
well, no, because
that's
she's
not
trying
cool
to downplay
for the people
it
that
again.
Smoke weed. She's, like, I mean,
which is,
you know,
everybody in this room,
yeah,
pretty
like,
much.
Like, you,
weed's
you,
cool.
You can't be like, you know, well, you're a child toucher. Well, you had sex. Like, Lummy, there's, like, that's That's a big sway. That's a big swing.
Hold
there.
On, I think Lemmy backed it down because maybe he has more hard evidence of the pot smoking than he does of the pill popping coke stuff.
No, but I think
I've never seen her do coke, and I've never seen her do pill. Well, I've seen her do pills, but I've never seen her do coke.
No, I just think that it's
gone
image.
By the time she shows up. I mean, it's all gone.
Anna, are you going through anything right now?
Right now?
Just in the, like, Anna, no. How's life?
She feels she needs to jerk a dog.
Jesus, can I borrow yours?
Yeah.
Cool.
He's big.
The Bar the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor.
I don't even have the disclaimer. All I got is the humor. We're not saying Anna Hummel jerks dogs. We're not saying that at all.
We're releasing two podcasts today.
You're quiet.
But on Sunday, like, she went scootering, she got high, she drank, she partied with some friends. I mean,
I got high and I scooted.
Hey, Lummy, guess what?
Yeah.
That actually makes her feel, makes me think she's so much cooler.
Yeah, bitch.
Than,
that's
you
what
know.
I'm saying. No, she should say it more.
But I just told you what I did. That's an unusual occurrence.
Lummy, are you turning into a tattletale?
He sounds like
a rat.
Lummy, turned into like an uncool little narc.
Michael Cohen.
Lummy, I'm going to take that belt away for you for being a goddamn narc.
I just said that.
Nobody wants a guy that's a narc. When the champ.
I'm the biggest narc there is, though. You know, I like to throw it for content, you know?
I don't know, Lummy.
But I was saying, like, for the weekend, when she said what she did, she said she just kind of, like, hung out with the cats. When she actually had a cool little weekend. And
I told you what I did.
I think it would be cool for people to know that, and she should just let it free.
I talked about it on the show.
Why don't you try to be cool guy about it and be like, hey, Bubba, guess what I heard Anna did this weekend? And then you get it in that way.
Lum-Lum, do you feel like Anna is saying...
Lum-Lum.
Lum-Lum, do you feel like Anna says stuff when she's just with you that you want her to say on this show? Is that what it is? Feel like she's not saying anything about what goes on and she just says it, like, off the air?
A little bit, but I think she's trying to hide in her life, too, the way she really wants to be.
Do you think she's sexing people up?
Yep.
You're saying that she's overcompensating and being conservative because she wants to be a little bit slutty?
Yeah. I think that.
Yeah. Boy, let me wait to ruin the high spot.
What?
Damn.
When you come out with pill pop and cokehead, I thought you'd have a little more substantial evidence.
All I did was just smoke weed and go scooting.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Pill pop and cokehead, really, really, once we peeled the onion back, so to speak, equals her getting high, riding a scooter in St. Pete.
But trying mead for the first time.
Listen, I'm starting to feel bad.
Trying weed
Anna,
for the first
mead.
Time? Mead.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry, like Anna, honey. I'm feeling bad now that I said all those things. Anna's giving me looks.
I, as the king of this world, does not want my belt, my champion belt, being held by a man who over-embellishes people's recreational drug use and tries to make a person that went high scootering a pill-popping cokehead. That is far too much of an embellishment for my champion to be rolling around with. So, Lummy, I'm asking you to bring that belt back and put it back over here. The belt will currently be held in by the office. The belt is currently being held by the office.
Oh, wow.
And we will establish a new champion with... Lummy, you can't come out with a pill. This bitch is a pill-popping cokehead. And when all reality...
But all I had was two claws and, like, half a joint.
Bubba, I love Lummy, but it's
you
like...
You can't call a girl that went scootering while high a pill-popping cokehead, Seth Kushner.
You can't put the strap on Doink. I'm telling you, you can put, like... You can put the IC strap on him. You can put, like,
hardcore strap?
Yeah, a hardcore strap. But every time you put it... You try to put the biggest...
The big belt.
...honor on Lum-Lum, you realize... It's a, and I love Lum-Lum.
Yeah.
Crumbles underneath it.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to call it the TV belt. Like, if you had the TV belt, that was the big championship belt. And then they had, like, the hardcore belt, which was for Doink the Clown, quite frankly. Steve Kern needed a belt. And so, Lummy, I mean, I don't even know what I'm thinking, being Bubba McMahon trying to put the TV belt on you, when really you're the Intercontinental or Hardcore champ at best, buddy.
Lesson.
I mean, you'll sell out Grand Rapids, but you're not making a dent in Madison Square Garden,
Less than 5 minutes.
Lummy, you can't drop the mic and throw huge allegations that she's a pill-popping cokehead when all she really did was got high and went scootering. Like, that's kind of clickbait. That's a little content bait, is what it is, Lummy.
I'm still digging into it. I'm investigating.
He's going to find it. He's going to videotape her like Michael Phelps.
Case reopened.
No, Lummy, just get the... I don't know that I'm giving you a reprieve past 8 a.m. tomorrow. I think it needs to be ready by 8, like you promised.
Oh, man, Bubba.
I'm so glad.
And we'll see what we... I mean,
yeah, but see,
get.
I can... It's
that's
my
what
whole,
you get.
My thing that I'm sure... First off, Anna, I'm not stressing about it. I'm stressing about the time length and not taking out anything. There's just a lot of things that Bubba wants in there, and it takes a long time. So I don't know what kind of time, because Bubba always says 10, 15 minutes.
Stockholm.
Stockholm Willie.
By the way, if you want to see, oh, God. If you want to see Pill popping on a scooting, it's up on the Bubba Army Instagram right now.
Oh, it is? What, you see it just on the scooter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bubba, what's the longest I could possibly have this?
What do you mean?
The video, like, what?
I'm not going to tell an artist.
Oh, boy.
You know how big his canvas needs to be, Lummy. Can you understand that metaphorically?
I think the only rule is to try to make it over 8 minutes. After that, it's on you.
I mean, if it needed to be 42 minutes because it was a 42 minute blockbuster, Willie, then so be it. But if it's
full of high spots, man, however long it needs to be.
Yeah. He wants to turn it into a TikTok video.
You know, but Lummy, if it's
just like a 5 second thing.
But if you go 46 minutes and there's only 12 minutes that were worth anything.
Or is this a series, Lummy, and you drop 5 minutes, a day?
It's going to be the same 5 minutes every time.
There's only 5 minutes worth of, is this Anna?
Yeah, just happy as a clam.
Who's videotaping?
My friend.
Who's your friend?
It's a girl, if that's what you're asking.
No, yeah, was it Reagan or someone else?
No, my friend Leilani.
You have a second friend?
I'll tell you this.
She's up
like
there.
Like three or four
there's
friends.
There's a picture up there of her.
Your
I think
ass
her
looks
and a friend.
Pretty good. You know, your calves look good. Ass looks good. Is that okay for me to say that?
Yeah. These are facts.
I think the picture is up of the girl that was filming.
Yeah.
I put a picture up of them this weekend.
Oh, the girl that filmed?
They're the one. That's a threesome couple.
So let me, the whole time, were you hoping?
I think you should. Hold on,
there's
a lot going on.
I'm trying to get away from that picture.
So let me, were you hoping someone's going to open the door? She was scootering.
Is this her scootering friend?
Yeah.
Dr. Tantu.
Okay. Now, is she the one that's interested in her husband having a threesome?
I don't know. I don't think
it's
so.
Seconds before we go on the air, there's no gold microphone. There's no headphones. What are we going to do? There's no gold mic.
You can't talk without a mic.
I don't know what happens. You can't talk.
Man, Dan looks cool as hell, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he was freaking out. He's like, what am I going to do?
I didn't want to say anything, but I was...
Hey, Dan, I like those glasses on you.
Oh,
hey,
thank you.
No, for real. Like, I think that's a neat touch.
No, it is a good look. But look...
Keep the glasses, Danny.
If you watch that video, Dan goes, I can't talk, and Anna goes, well, Anna makes like a face like, oh, that's not so bad.
And Anna's looking for his wiener down here, too. Look,
what?
You know, she's trying to get a wiener look.
It's seconds before we go on the air. There's no gold microphone. There's no headphones.
Oh, yeah, she has an acorn shot.
What are we going to do? There's no gold mic.
Just watch. She gets right on it, too.
I don't know what happens. Can't talk. There's going to be problems.
She's going right for it. Look.
Oh, wow.
I'm plugging in my headphones.
Get your mouth dangerously close.
And this is your potential threesome deal?
Yeah.
Is there any more news on that?
I think they are not interested in having sex with me
anymore.
Ever were, never will be.
Why
sex with me?
Why do you say that?
I'm not getting any vibes. Like no moves were made or anything like that.
What is this?
The lamest socially distanced party ever.
I went for a walk on Saturday and in St. Pete, and I was trying to walk around the pier, but it was too packed. So I just I know these spots in St. Pete where I just kind of park and walk around. And all of a sudden I turned the corner and I ran into this huge Biden party. And I was like, either I have to put on my mask and walk through this and get some content, or I got to go walk around the other way. And I go, I'm just going to walk through this and film. So
this is a Biden get together.
Probably an hour after the news station started to call it. I'm like, how did they get all these DJs and people out here on short notice?
Countries
I know. They don't even know what they're cheering for.
What's that, Blitz?
They don't even know what they're cheering for.
They don't even know.
Hope you cussed out that baby for not wearing a mask. Yay, lockdowns and a mask mandate.
I know.
Let's do the Cupid Shuffle.
This is what our world has become.
You know, let the people have fun.
Yay!
You know what?
Let's have fun!
Again, you know, everyone's been so doom and gloom for 6-7 months. I mean, at least someone's having fun.
Let's do the Macarena.
Let them have fun. Who cares? I mean, really, who cares?
Oh,
that's a good one.
That was a good one. What else is on our Instagram, guys?
I think that's it.
Caveman
saw
please.
A gator. Caveman saw a large gator yesterday.
And Anna tried to stroke him.
What?
Finishing up a nice 6-mile.
Not into reptiles.
Reptile penis?
No.
Looks to be about.
It's a big gator.
7 or 8 feet.
Can you shoot that gator, Blitz?
Not legally.
Not without the right permits.
I'm going to keep my distance for now.
You have to have a gator tag. You have to spear him. Don't you?
You can't be at a county park either.
Now, Blitz, what if you were like at a county park and it's Blitz K and you got your gun, you got, you know, 6 or 7 guns on you at all times, and this gator takes a lunge at you? Can you blast him? You're in fear of your life?
Probably not.
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, if you shoot him in the open mouth as he's chasing you, I don't think anyone's going to fault you for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
if you go
when
out there,
you shoot a gator, make sure you go and recreate the open mouth.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Make sure you one shot the mouth open.
Yeah.
But
if you're off the walking path and I don't know. It's gonna be hard to defend that.
By the way,
if you were in like a national park and a puma or a jaguar or some kind of mountain lion started attacking you, you can shoot them. There's no problem with that. Just like you shoot a brown bear, a black bear, anything attacking you can shoot. But what Blitz is trying to say is if you're waiting off the beaten path and almost like asking for it, I can see there being more of a problem with that.
Hey, Bubba, by the way, so I was thinking about this a lot.
I just got to keep hitting it. I'm sorry. What?
I was thinking about this a lot last night because Caveman told me that he thinks that was actually a 9-foot gator. Do you feel like a gator would go after somebody like you? Like if it was hungry, or do you think it might go after somebody smaller?
They go after small stuff, like dogs and kids.
Like a dog, like would a gator ever attack you, Bubba? Or Lummy or somebody?
I mean, I'm, you know, I got a lot of marbleization on me. It matters if he prefers a thinner, you know, a leaner
he's
steak.
Tasty.
Well, I'm just saying,
he might like a filet compared to a porterhouse. I'm a porterhouse.
Could he pull? Like, could a gator pull you under? Or is that just like a waste of his time?
I'm gonna fight like hell, though. I mean, I'm gonna gouge his eyeballs out and everything.
I'm gonna
fish hook his little ears.
They would probably grab onto a limb, and when they do the death roll, it'd probably rip your limb off.
Yeah,
and then Bubba could go free after.
Okay. Like, hey, thanks, Gator. I didn't need an 87-pound right arm anyway.
Yeah. In general,
I'm down to 225.
They don't actually eat the human. They would just bite it and let go.
Dan, I lost 75 pounds yesterday.
Congratulations.
But no lipo for me. My right arm's gone. But dang.
Blitz, do they not try to pull you under the water?
They do that to anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You better,
we'd get you a long-ass arm, though, if you got that one ripped off.
That'd be a lot of views.
We'd get you a really long arm.
I'd be Johnny
Long Arm.
I'd be Johnny Long Arm.
Just make sure it's not the arm that's holding your phone at the time.
Extendo arm.
Hey, I have a selfie stick built
Mr.
into
Clem,
it.
Mr. Clem, you're at the arm transplant place here. We're going to give you like Ralph Sampson's arm, okay?
You'll be able to
you're going to have one little white arm, and then you're going to have really long, dark, long. And you know what? You can, Mr. Clem, you call yourself a streamer. And I mean, you got an automatic, you got like an 8-foot wingspan.
Selfie stick arm.
Like a fiddler crab.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.